This is your presidential election special conference for 2020. This is Political Bomb Show, and here's the host, Rashawn Blyden.
Welcome to Political Bomb Show. It is 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, November 3rd, and we are doing special results show today. So let's see where we are at the moment. Let us see. So let's do a quick refresh and see. So right now it's 16 Biden, 13 Donald Trump. Let's see what's going on in the Senate. It is 36 Democrats, 31 for Republicans. It's saying it's a plus one for Republicans, and that's a plus one for Democrats. In the House, 5 for Democrats and 6 for Republicans. So let's see. Polls closed. We already said Florida was closed, and there's 29 electoral votes there. Then Georgia, we said it's closed. That's 16 electoral votes there. Iowa, that's at 10 o'clock, so that's one of the last polls. The next polls we'll be looking at is 8 o'clock. Michigan, they close at 8 o'clock. Minnesota is at 9 o'clock. North Carolina is closed. That has 15 electoral votes. So it looks like Ohio is also closed. It looks like the next set of closing of polls will be 8 p.m. So that's, let's see what, if we have any news going on. Let's see. Let's just click on this, do a quick refresh, see if there's anything new. Trump supporters harassed online after their house burned down. Pathetic. They have nothing to do with the election, but still very horrible. Very horrible indeed. What else? There's not much else going on here in the news, at least on my news aggregator site. Let's go to, let's see, a regular outlet. Let's just skim and see what's going on, if anything. Let's skim on through. Skim. Let's see. Okay. So far, Biden is planning to declare victory if news organizations say he won. Idiot. He's such an idiot. He really is. He's a dummy, dude. There's no good way of putting it. He's an idiot. He's a moron. He's a dunce. Okay, what else going on? Anything? Latest election news updates. Let's see if anything good, anything bad. I see nothing
to do.
Okay, so I'm not seeing anything right now. So let's take one more look at, let's do a refresh. And Biden 16, Trump 13. So that's still the same. 36 Democrats for Senate, 31 for Republicans, and now the numbers are moving for the House. You got 6 for the Democrats and 7 for the Republicans. Arizona closes at 9. Okay, so let's see which, let's just break down which states has the most electoral votes. So Arizona has 11, Florida has a big chunk of 29, Georgia 16, Iowa 6, Michigan 16, Minnesota 10, North Carolina 15, Nevada 6, Ohio 18, Pennsylvania got a big chunk of 20, Texas has a whopping 38, Wisconsin has 10. So those are pretty good numbers there. And let's see, what are the polls saying? Poll results, it doesn't give me anything there. States, in my state, out of curiosity, I'm not even sure what time my poll closed. But we have nothing in so far. And why are they showing? You had nothing. Oh, we called Massachusetts closed at 8 p.m. So I'm not going to be shocked if we didn't vote the way I wanted to. Not going to be shocked at all. Okay. So anyway, that's it for the 7:30 results. I'll be back real soon.
Election coverage throughout the day for this 2020 presidential election.
Political Council. Political Council. Political Council.